Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. 'None of the above' was the most popular option selected by voters in an opinion poll of voting intention for the next parliamentary elections conducted by Red Wolf PR Company. 20% of respondents say they would not vote for any party at the next election, scheduled for May 2026, 1 point higher than both of Cyprus's big two parties, DC and AGEL, who were tied on 19%. Meanwhile, ELAM's growth continues, with far-right party now garnering 10% of population support. Taking away preferences for none of the above, other and don't know, this figure would leave them on 16% of the vote at the election. Where these figures transpose to June's European Parliament elections, DC, AGEL and DICO would hold on to their seats, while EDEC would lose theirs, to be replaced by the first ever ELAM MEP. Meanwhile, the United States does not support a two-state solution in Cyprus, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Joshua Huck said. "We do not support a two-state solution in Cyprus 100%, Huck said during a press briefing with Greek reporters in Washington ahead of the Greece-US dialogue to be held later in the week. "We firmly support a bizonal, bicommunal federation with political equality for all Cypriots. Clearly, nothing has changed in our position," the US official said. Elsewhere, investigations continued on Wednesday following the busting of a Europe-wide sham wedding ring last week. The police, in coordination with Europol and the Portuguese and Latvian authorities, are trying to clear up a case which centered on Araripo municipality in Cyprus. Earlier, 13 nationals from India, Pakistan and Bangladesh, arrested in Cyprus, appeared in Larnaca District Court, where their remand was renewed for a further 5 days. The 13 were arrested in Cyprus during an operation organized by Europol, codename Operational Task Force Limassol. In the next few days, investigators from the Larnaca police are set to travel to Portugal to transfer the wife of the alleged mastermind behind the criminal operation, based on an extradition order. It appears she was involved in the recruiting of brides and grooms. A request was also submitted to the Latvian authorities for the extradition of a woman who was allegedly recruiting brides from the country for a fee. In other news, Minister George Papanastasiou was cautiously optimistic that a hike in electricity bill prices may be averted. However, he said the final decision would be taken by the Electricity Authority Board. He said the EAC is a regulated service and is therefore required to submit its expenses to regulatory authority SERA, with the ultimate aim of recovering these expenses. In this specific case, the issue stems from last year when the EAC saw a 25% increase in costs. SERA, however, rejected the EAC's request for the same increase in bills. As a result, the latter took the case to an administrative court. Papanastasiou said following instructions from President Nikos Christodoulidis, he suggested to the EAC's board the previous day to discuss this and drop the case. And finally, police in Nicosia are warning of traffic chaos when farmers from across the island stage a protest with tractors and other agricultural machines. Drivers have been urged to avoid unnecessary travel. The protest starts at 10 a.m. at Rasipi Stadium outside Nicosia and will continue to the European Commission in Cyprus, also known as the House of Europe, on Byron Avenue. Road closures will occur along the route the protesters will take. "It will be a very big protest," a police spokesman said. "Due to the presence of tractors and agricultural machines, we expect traffic disruptions." And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.